work with the Mounted Patrol. Yep, that's right. Horseback. Big old high boots that come up to your knees. You look so proud as you go clippity-clopping through the city streets on the back of that trusty steed. The second you pull them out of the barn, you let headquarters know that you're ready for calls. You're ready for assignments of action. You pick out your walkie-talkie. You don't say, this is Unit 389 checking in for duty. You just key that mic and you yell as loud as you can. You are on the case. That's when you pat your horse's flank and say, what do you say, boy? You want a jack with some tourists? Yeah, you'd like that, won't you? Maybe step on some tourists' feet? Huh? Or maybe bat them with your tail? Well, a lot of the guys got their horses trained so they can sidestep or they can rear up in the air like the Lone Ranger. Hi-yo, Silver! But you think that's a worthless trick. What you've done is taught your horse to take a massive on command. Because it drives you nuts. I mean, what do you look like, an information director? You'll be standing there on patrol, on your horseback, and someone will come up and say, Officer, can you direct me to the Lincoln Monument? Where's the Vietnam War? And it drives you nuts. You're there to stamp out crime and injustice, to apprehend felons, not to give directions. So whenever you touch the horse with your knees, an imperceptible movement of the knees, he cuts loose with one of them horse massives and a couple of wind breakages. You wait until that gaggle of tourists is all around you. Officer, if we go to the Vietnam Memorial, is it really a long walk to the Smithsonian? And tell me, officer, that's when you give your horse a little nudge and he lets fly with a murder. They jump back. They're completely covered in manure. Gives you a lot of pride as a mounted horseman to find those tourists and gook them.
How's this for...